The background. For the last 35 years, I have collected the Muskego oral history on the Hudson Bay James Bay Lunan. Even now, I wanted to record our culture history, which has been passed down to us orally by our elders from the point in time. A simple oral history, so I thought then. Later, I realized it is very big thing. It is enormous task to try to collect stories. I did not bother to collect legends at the beginning, because I didn't quite understand them. I did not aware the importance of our legends when I was younger. Now I understand. I talked to our elders from 1965, and they always talked to me in legends, telling me a legend when I asked questions. Then they opened by interpreting the meaning of the legends. So they say legend was where the events in our past as humans, and it is recorded in legends. When I ask, was the shaking tent or a shaman or medewin a church, or was the ritual as a church? Was this activity a religion or a church? Most elders I have visited last year in James Bay were reluctant to answer my question. Instead, they tell me a story of an individual about his practice of medewin, either in forms of shaking tent or other ways. The story they pick is always negative. And at the end of the story would come to the tragic end of a person. So they said, does that sound like a religion to you? They said. Some of them make fun of my question. Some ask me, why do I ask such a question? Most of the time, some elders will say no instantly. These are under 70 years of age group. Some of those groups have been to residential school, either in Fort Albany or Fort George in Quebec, on the east coast side of the James Bay. These are the ones who belong to the Roman Catholic Church today. Those who are over 70 years of age to 84 years of age, who were born around in 1800 to 1926 to 28. These groups have not attended resident school more than a year or two. All these were born around the Hudson Bay and James Bay area around these five communities. At time, there was no native communities in James Bay Lowland, but the European settlements such as Hudson Bay Fur Trade Post or an outpost operation. It was only in 1824 or 1832 when traveling RC Roman Catholic missionaries who made visit alternate years at these outposts of fur trade company post. For example, in Winnisk, the Roman Catholic Mission Church was built in 1900, the first church elected on the mouth of the Winnisk River. So was the Arawabiskat, maybe sooner. Kasachuan was established sometimes around 16 20 when the RC missionaries arrived in the area. And by 1940, Soane established their church structure. Soon after that, after not all First Nation of Muskego did take the Christianity seriously at the time. Not the ones who make their home in their hunting ground or on their hunting areas. They only practice Christianity while they are in European settlement. Once they move off to the wilderness, they just went back to their own beliefs and practices.